appropriately enough, Fast and Furious. If there's ever anything well named, it is that. And so three of the real mainstay people of the Spokane acting community with me, Rebecca Cook, Susan Hardy, and Jeremy Uran. Rebecca Cook, you're kind of running this show. Fast and quickly and furiously tell us what Fast and Furious is.
Fast and Furious is one show of 39 plays. The plays are all basically one page. It's reader's theater, so we can do it fastly and furiously without 39 set changes.
And so that's taking place just this weekend only, Friday, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon.
That's right, at Stage Left Theater.
Yeah. And so that's, you've done it for several years now, I think.
This is our seventh year.
Oh, good. And a lot of local playwrights, people, probably veterans as well, some people writing their first play.
It's true. We actually get plays from all over the world, but we do give preference to our local playwrights.
Sure.
So we had 168 submissions this year.
Well, I think let's get the feeling for one. But first, let's talk briefly to the other people in the room. Susan Hardy, you've been involved in so many things. I was going to call you the peripatetic Susan Hardy, who directs a lot. But you've been involved with this before, haven't you?
I've acted in this before. I've seen quite a few of them too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have acted in this before, and it's just great fun.
Yeah, so you just kind of show up, and you know when it's your turn, and you have once or twice through it to figure it out and do it.
It's aptly named Fast and Furious.
Yeah. And then Jeremy Uran, are you kind of new to it, or have you been involved with it?
You know, I am the newcomer to the festival this year. Rebecca took a chance on me, and I'm just smitten to be part of the process. And it really is Fast and Furious. We hop in, one rehearsal, one dress, and then we're on.
And the good thing about Reader's Theater, where there aren't extensive props, maybe one little thing that you can carry on, extensive costumes, I presume, or sets or anything else, radio ought to do it almost as well as being live. So let's hear a little bit. Jeremy, why don't you start off, and then we'll have the other two, Susan Hardy and Rebecca Cook, take over from there.
This is Just Chillin' by Gail Corey Betts. We're on the sidelines of an ice hockey rink.
Oh, hi there. I'm Twyla. You got a stick in the game?
A what? Oh, Nadine. Yes, my son Mikey just joined the team. He's always wanted to play a sport, and this one looks like fun.
Oh, two of mine are the forwards, number 3 and number 8. Which one is yours?
Come on, Jerry, light the lamp.
Light the lamp? Oh, you mean he's trying to score?
Oh, yeah, he's trying to.
Aim for his pillows. He's such a sieve. Attaboy, nice clapper. This is going to be a gong show.
Clapper? Gong show? Wow, I'll never get used to all this new jargon.
Hey, after the game, I can give you some pointers. There's a place just around the corner where our team hangs out. Do you want to join us for snacks?
Oops, number 6 is a yard sale.
Sure, thanks, that sounds like fun. Wait a minute. What? Number 6? That's my son!
Hoo-wee! Nice bottle rocket, Jeff! Dig in those benders and let's see some chiclets!
I hope you have good dental insurance.
There we go. Just Chillin' by Gail Corey Betts. So what percentage of the play is that? That's the entire play that we just heard?
Yes, that's the entire play.
And so that's typical of these. Now, has any of you ever been a writer for one of these?
I actually did write one.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, so talk about the process, and for you too that have also been involved in directing and acting. Is it, in a really miniature form, everything about theater needs to happen in this one play, that you have conflict and resolution and tension and release? And I don't know, tell me, what do you think about when you write a one-page play?
I think it's, if you have a story to tell, tell the story. But I think having read all of the plays that have been submitted over the years, some people kind of go for just a one-liner joke. You have like three bits of dialogue to set up a punchline. Others are more abstract. It'll take you on a journey. I mean, there's such the one I wrote was about a brother and sister, and the sister was dying, and you find out the very last bit of it, she's asking her brother to help her end her life because mm-hmm. she's in such pain. But they're bantering back and forth like brother and sister up until that moment where you find this kind of heavy thing is between them that they're hiding behind, you know. But you have one page to tell that story, so you better get it right.
That's a good example. Well, nice. Susan?
Oh, I was just going to say that you know, the nice thing about this festival is if you don't care for the one you're watching, just literally wait a minute and, you know, another one will come along. But there's a beautiful array, and I'm frankly only familiar with the ones we're doing, our little act. But it's lovely that there's comedy, there's some very serious stuff yeah. that even in rehearsal kind of gave us a little lump in our throat. So it's really fun to explore the different emotions in a page.
Yeah, and you say the ones you're doing, like how many are you doing, for instance?
What do we have, 13?
13, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think pretty much.
So it's divided into three acts.
Oh, okay, there's three plays. Acts. So you three people are all in the same act
mm-hmm.
there? Are you Jeremy? Are you part of this team, as it were?
So I'm directing Act 1. So we have three acts, 13 plays each, mm-hmm. And it's Fast and Furious 7, so we have a lot of fun numbers happening this time around. And I think each act kind of has its own identity. My act takes on animals and is a little more playful than some of the others. But what I think is exciting about a festival of this type is just what Susan said, that the playwrights are taking big risks in their one-page play, and they take big comedic risks, and they take big dramatic risks. And because it's only one page, you go there really quick, and then it ends. And so the audience is along for this journey, and every beat is different. But Rebecca has done a fabulous job of kind of orchestrating how these 13 plays interact with each other so that each act has its own identity.
And in terms of actors to be involved, so like within the 13 plays that they're involved in your scene, give or take, how many actors are involved?
We have 22 actors total. So each act has a narrator. And then there's, six to eight in each act.
And so in general, because it's just this one weekend commitment and not a big long run, are you able to attract a lot of the theater heavies of Spokane, as in Her Highness here in the middle?
Oh my God. I think we have an amazing range of new faces and faces you love to see, like Susan Hardy and mm-hmm. Kim Roberts. Mm-hmm. Penny Lucas, should I keep name dropping?
Keep name dropping.
Keep going. Yeah.
Well, Pam Kingsley actually was supposed to be in it, and she's got a play in it, but she got sick and had to drop out. When you only have 1 week, missing one rehearsal, it's kind of a killer.
Yeah.
So that was a little tough on us.
But Pam Kingsley is playwright. That's kind of fun to think of her.
So she can still be part of the festival.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so clearly you need actors that can just come in and just deliver immediately and get it. Like even before we went on, you were bantering about what accent you were going to use, which voice you're going to use. I assume you have people that can kind of turn on a dime and do things like that within your actors.
Yeah, we have some. And like you say, it's a mix. We also, you know, it's important to me in community theater to always have new faces. And mm-hmm. bring in new people and give people a chance. And so we have a nice mix. And as a director, you have to balance. You know, sometimes an actor walks up and delivers a piece and, like, I got nothing to say other than thank you. Mm-hmm. But other times we work them a little harder.
Yeah. And I guess with 39 plays, you can't really do talk back or anything like that, or even much for reception or anything else. You just simply do the play and everybody enjoys it.
We can barely fit them all in the green room.
Oh, yeah. You know, that would. And Jeremy, you now have a deeper involvement with Stage Left, don't you?
So I'll be working with Jeremy Whittington. We'll be starting a playwriting lab that should launch in April. It'll be a monthly lab where actors, playwrights, directors, everyone gets to come in the same room and read plays aloud. It could be screenplays or stage plays and receive feedback. So we're setting that up right now. Stay tuned for more information there. But I'm a actor, director, playwright. Choreographer, like to get my paw in every honey jar in town. But so that's going to be a huge thing happening at Stage Left.
But you don't happen to have a play in this And you're not one of the 39.
I'm not one of the 39 playwrights. I will submit next year because it's a fabulous little festival.
Yeah, and maybe back to Susan, who's been around, if I may say so. And keep picking on you. See if you'll ever come back and help me with a pledge drive. But anyway, kind of the overview of theater in Spokane, because certainly Civic for all those years has done their June Playwrights Forum Festival, mm-hmm. and seems like other theatrical companies have tried different things. And is it Stage Left that does a kids thing too?
Mm-hmm. Kids Corner
every year. And so I don't know, kind of talk about the broadest sense of what theater is and can be.
In a very broad sense, I'm feeling really good, positive, excited about the theater scene in Spokane. It's, you know, it's a delicate thing. And it rises and falls in terms of the energy and the health and well-being of the theater community. I'm seeing a wonderful work being done. I'm seeing a lot of new works being taken very seriously and being worked on, and a lot of energy and enthusiasm for new works. So I'm feeling excited and really positive about the theater scene in Spokane in general. And really looking forward to this coming season when we'll be hearing a lot about what the theaters are going to be programming for the next season. And I'm thrilled. I'm just so excited to see what's coming up.
Yeah, they do start making their announcements mm-hmm. right away. So mm-hmm. we can. And I agree with you because I get a lot of perspective from all of you who come in. And there seems like there's a lot of health right now in the theater community. Mm-hmm. That strikes me. So thank you very much, Susan Hardy, who was just speaking, Rebecca Cook, and Jeremy Uran for coming in. Fast and Furious, which is 7:30 Friday and Saturday night, Sunday at 2 at Stage Left Theater, which is on 3rd Avenue, just a couple blocks, a block and a half west of Division.
Thanks, Vern.
Thanks, Vern.
Thank you, Vern.